Lifebuoy Health Soap presents Big Town.
Correct. The heat all about the case of the dangerous resolution. Tonight's Big Town story brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap, used in the homes of 14 million Americans. Correct.
Lifebuoy Health Soap presents Big Town, the headline stories of a great city dramatically reported by Steve Wilson, fighting managing editor whose creed, as with all great newsmen, is emblazoned on the masthead of the Illustrated Press.
The power and the freedom of the press is a flaming sword, but it may be a faithful servant of all the people. Use it justly, hold it high, guard it well.
Now, Big Town and Steve Wilson's exciting story captioned, Dangerous Resolution. When a man plans a New Year's resolution to quit the rackets, deadly complications can develop. And such is the background of this fast-moving story of hijackers that began in a diner in the warehouse district of Big Town as a young truck driver sat talking to Vicki Mason, a waitress in the place.
How about another cup of coffee, Van?
No, thanks, Vicki. Look, you ain't busy now. Listen a minute, honey.
I'm tired of listening to your promises, Van.
You still sore about seeing me with that Bubbles dame the other night?
No, I'm not jealous of that hen-headed burlesque stripper. I know she's Silky Martin's girl. And I know why you were out with her.
All right, why?
Because Silky is using her to soft soak you into hustling trucks for him.
Why shouldn't I drive a truck for Silky once in a while? He pays big dough. More for one night's work than I could get in a week pushing a 10-tonner for a company outfit.
Because there's something crooked about it, or Silky wouldn't pay you that kind of money.
Maybe so, but what's it matter as long as I don't do anything but drive the trucks?
Because one of these nights, Silky Martin's going to pull a fast one, and you're going to be in the middle of a mess.
Oh, now, Vicky.
Please, Van. You're one of the best drivers in Big Town. You could get a job any place with good, steady money every week and not get into trouble.
Sure, I know, but...
Please, Van, for your mother's sake and mine. She's worried, frightened.
Now, listen, Vicki. I'm doing this for Ma's sake, so she won't have to scrub floors and office buildings for the rest of her life.
Oh, she doesn't want that kind of money, Van.
What about you? We can get married quicker.
Please, Van, I don't want that kind of money or that kind of a marriage. Please.
Okay, honey. That settles it. I'm doing a job for Silky tonight, but this will be the last.
Oh, no, Van, no. Quit now.
Oh, I can't, Vicki. I promise, Silky, but I'll make you a promise, too. I'll make a New Year's resolution to quit hustling trucks for Silky and then get a regular job.
No, Van, please. I have a scared feeling something's going to happen. Quit now, tonight.
I can't. Oh, here's Silky. Now, don't say anything, man. I promise this is my last haul. My New Year's resolution, honey.
Hi, Van.
Hello, Silky.
Hi, beautiful.
Hello.
Now, what kind of New Year's resolutions are you lovebirds making, huh?
We were just talking about...
Get married right after the New Year, Silky.
Oh, fine. Congrats.
Thanks.
Draw me a cup of Java. Bridie.
Cream and sugar?
With everything, beautiful. I always take everything.
Yes, I know. Everything you can lay your hands on for nothing.
Your babe don't like me, Van.
Well, don't let it cut your sleep.
Oh, I won't. And don't let it cut yours.
What's the job for tonight?
You're subbing for a driver on a load of silk.
Now, look, Silky, is this a hijack?
What you don't know won't hurt you. And a piece of pie, sweetheart.
What kind?
Lemon. And keep your finger out of it. I don't like it that sour.
Very funny.
I thought so.
Look, Silky.
Huh?
This is my last job for you.
Oh, yeah? How come?
I'm getting a regular job after tonight.
Oh?
Yeah.
Okay. How about getting started on this one?
All right. But let's go get it done.
You go out to my car. Monk's there. He'll prime you on where you're to take the load.
Uh-huh.
I'll be out as soon as I've had my pie and coffee. If I ever get served in this dump...
Here. You got it.
I gotta go, Vicki. I'll come by and take you home. When you're through, huh?
Oh, Van, wait.
Let him go, maybe. Let the guy make a buck for your torso. For the torso.
You're not funny, Silky.
You're a punk waitress. Spill my coffee. Come here and mop it up.
Mop it up yourself. With a napkin. Here.
Listen, you.
Let go of my hand.
When I'm through telling you that I need Van in my business.
Yeah, a dirty business. Crooked business.
It's my business, and you're gum in the works.
How?
You're a good influence on that truck hustler, and that's bad for my business.
Yeah, I'm glad, because he's through with you after tonight.
Look, nobody gets through with me until I'm through with them, baby. So you listen.
I'm listening.
I got a notion you've been listening to Van flapping his lip about my operations.
Rackets. And let go of my hand.
Call it what you like, baby, but keep your teeth shut or you won't have any left to go with that kissable mouth of yours.
You dirty dog.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Wilson.
Hello, Flora. Come in.
Sorry, Mr. Wilson. I thought you'd gone for the night and I'd clean up your office.
I have a lot of foreign dispatches to check, but come in anyway, Flora. Close the door on those infernal and eternal teletypes.
Sure, but won't I be disturbing you?
No, just empty the wastebasket and leave the rest of the mess. I don't mind it.
You look tired, Mr. Wilson. You oughtn't to work so long and so hard and so late.
Well, that's fine advice coming from you, Flora. When's that boy of yours going to settle down and let you make a home for him?
Van's a good boy, Mr. Wilson. He gives me money every week and wants me to quit scrubbing floors, but I'm saving his money so that nice girl Vicky Mason and Van can get married soon.
Well, I hope they appreciate what you're doing for them.
Vicky does, but she's worried about Van not taking a steady job.
Well, you're worried, too, Flora. What are you doing?
Well, special night driving for some fella called Silky Martin.
Silky Martin?
Yes.
I've heard that name somewhere.
Vicky knows him and... Well, she thinks he's mixing Van up in some kind of racket.
Wait a minute. Doesn't your boy drive heavy-duty trucks?
Oh, yes. He learned in the Army and he's the best. Why, last summer he won a contest. Driving and backing and turning them big monsters as easy as he did his express wagon when he was a little boy.
Well, that takes real skill, Flora. He should be able to get a steady job with any of the big-town trucking companies.
Yes, I know, but war made him kind of restless. He just don't seem able to settle down to anything steady.
Yes. A lot of the vets feel that way. It's hard to relearn to plan for long-time living when you become conditioned to the idea that tonight or tomorrow may be your last. Excuse me, Flora. Yes, Steve Wilson, Illustrated Press.
Mr. Wilson, did I not see Flora Andrews go in your office to clean up?
You did, Mamie. Why?
Well, there's a girl phoning in, and she says it's terribly awful important. She talks with Flora right away.
Well, put her on, Mamie. Flora can take a call here.
Yes, sir, but I did not know if I should disturb you.
Well, I've been disturbed by experts. Put the girl on, Mamie.
Yes.
Here, Flora, some girl is calling you, so it's very important to take the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry to be disturbing you like this, Mr. Wilson. Hello? Hello?
Mrs. Andrews, it's me, Vicky.
What is it, Vicky?
I'm afraid something has happened to Van.
To Van? Oh, no.
Yes. He met Silky Martin here at the diner and left with him. And I just heard there was trouble down at one of the warehouses.
Trouble?
Yes, a man was killed.
Oh, no, not Van.
No. Silky's bodyguard was killed, and a truckload of stuff and the driver have disappeared.
Ooh.
The police have an alarm up. They're blocking all exits from Big Town, and I'm just afraid Van is driving that truck.
Vicky, I've been afraid something like this had happened. So afraid.
Just a minute, Flora. I got most of that. Let me talk to the girl. Maybe I can help.
Oh, if you only would, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, we'll try. Hello, Miss Mason. I'm Steve Wilson of the press.
Oh, Mr. Wilson, Van's mother has spoken of you many times. You work with the police and breaking rackets, don't you?
I try, and this sounds like an ugly one.
Oh, I'm sure Van had nothing to do with that killing, Mr. Wilson. He's never carried a gun.
Good. But if he's driving that truck, he's liable to be involved if anything has happened to the regular driver.
Is there anything you can do to help him, Mr. Wilson? For his mother's sake and mine?
With your help, Miss Mason.
But how can I help?
Well, Flora says you know Silky Martin.
Yes, I know a little about him.
It may be enough. Where are you?
I'm a waitress here at the Sunshine Diner on the corner of Front and Main Street.
Don't leave there. Stay on the job. Now act as if you haven't heard a thing. If anyone comes in and asks you questions, I'll be down there in nothing flat.
Thus, Steve Wilson moves swiftly into a situation promising deadly and dangerous complications. And for the exciting developments, we'll return to Big Town in just a moment. You know, I always did think that Lifebuoy Health Soap got me extra clean. But I never knew how right I was till the doctors came along and actually proved it. Yes, it's true. After comparing the effects of daily baths with different soaps, these doctors made this amazing statement. Actually, you're cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. Something to think about, isn't it? Well, the answer's simple. Lifebuoy does more than just remove the grime and perspiration you can see. Lifebuoy is more effective than any other leading soap against invisible dirt that can form a foothold for B.O. Lifebuoy gets you even cleaner than the eye can see. After 820 scientific tests, these doctors say that Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient makes the difference. And this same purifying ingredient actually makes Lifebuoy milder, safe even for a baby's tender skin. So enjoy a refreshing Lifebuoy bath every day. You'll like Lifebuoy's creamy rich lather, its wonderful mildness. Get Lifebuoy tomorrow. Now, back to Big Town, to Steve Wilson of the Press, and to tonight's headline story of A Dangerous Resolution. Following a lead on a truck hijacking resulting in murder, Steve is on his way to the south side of Big Town in the cab of Harry the Heck and pulls up in front of an all-night diner in the warehouse district.
Stay under the wheel of your hack, Harry. I won't be long. Keep your eyes open.
Check, boss. I'll be right here.
Evening, miss.
Oh. What'll it be, mister?
Are you, Vicki Mason?
Yes, sir. Are you Mr. Wilson?
Yes. Has anyone questioned you since you phoned Van's mother at my office?
No, sir. Why did you ask me to pretend I hadn't heard about the shooting down near the dock?
Well, now, listen carefully. If your friend Van is involved, and you know Silky Martin, the man who hired him to drive the truck, you're dangerous to him.
How do you mean? I don't know much about Silky, where he lives, or even where he operates.
But enough to make you dangerous if you talk to anyone.
I don't care if I can help Van out of this jam.
Do you care enough for Van Anders to take a chance leading me to Silky Martin?
I'd do anything, but I can't.
Well, I have a hunch you may have a chance, but be careful.
Mr. Wilson, a car just pulled up out front behind that cab.
I heard it. Don't look out. The cab is mine with a special driver.
Someone's coming in from the car. A girl. Oh, Silky's girlfriend, Bubbles.
All right, you don't know me. Swallow whatever line she hands you. Go with her if necessary. We'll be right behind you.
Yes, sir. She's coming in.
Now, give me a cup of jab and a piece of pie, sweetheart.
Sure, sure, mister.
And how about a date when you're finished?
Nick the eager beaver, Vicki. We got a date. You're through right now.
Oh, hello, Bubbles. Say, what's the big idea? I'm not through till four.
Let these amorous night owls hoot for the cook in the back.
Well, what's the matter?
Your boyfriend, Van, he's hurt.
Hurt?
Yeah, he wants to see you. Get your coat, I'll drive you.
Yeah, it's by the door.
Well, get it on. Quit giving this cheap wolf the see you later. Come on.
Yeah, all right. Well, where is Van? Is he badly hurt?
He'll live. He wants to see you. Come on.
Hey, miss, what about my pie and coffee?
Oh, go chase yourself, you tinhorn.
Thanks, but I think I'd rather chase you.
Huh. You should live so long.
Say it, Harry, but don't lose that black touring car in traffic.
That day may be a shaker in a boiler cube, but she ain't shaking me in no bed.
Watch it, Harry. They're turning into an alley in the middle of the next block. Slow down.
Yeah. Do we play follow the leader?
No, this may be the end of the line. Go slow. I'll see if she's stopping in the alley. Or if it's another Dodge to shake us.
There's the alley alongside that old warehouse.
I see a brake light. They're stopped. A pull out and cut your motor and lights, Harry.
Good as done.
now, my boss, haven't we lone wolfed this long enough?
Yes, Harry. Get to the nearest phone and call Callahan on homicide.
And plenty of helpers?
Yes, with tear gas and Tommy guns. This looks like a rat's nest, and there's no telling how many are in it.
Yeah, and how about you remembering that? And don't go crashing in solo.
And remember that I can't wake her in. That girl's in danger, and if anything happens to her, it'll be my fault.
And clue me and my trusty monkey wrench in for
it. I'm not paid to take chances, Harry.
Neither are you, boss. And two guys taking chances. This is only twice as crazy as one guy taking chances.
All right, Harry, thanks. As soon as you made that phone call, come on in.
Come on, Van. Unload the rest of the stuff.
It's the last crate of silk in the truck.
Okay.
You've got chips, Sookie. Only a quarter of a load. And for that, you got your pal Monk killed.
Clam up. Monk wasn't any pal of mine. The dope.
Nobody's a pal of yours, Sookie.
This gun in my hand is the only pal I can trust. And don't forget it.
Okay, I'm no hero. But what about that regular driver you got tied up in the back of the truck?
Leave him there.
What about this truck, too? Every cop in Big Town is looking for it by now. Maybe you can hide that hijacked silk, but you can't hide this truck for long, even in this old warehouse.
You're going to hide the truck for me, big boy.
Hide this baby? Where?
In the river.
In the river? Well, you're crazy. It'll be spotted on the way.
No, it won't. It's only two blocks through back alleys to an old coal dock where we'll dunk her deep.
Not with that driver in it, you murderous slug.
Steady, pal. I'd hate to have to nail you here. I need you to hustle this truck to the river.
I won't drive it.
You'll drive it.
Who's that?
That's the reason you're going to do anything I say do. Bring her in, Bubbles.
Inside me.
What? Vicky!
Van! What? She said you were hurt.
It's just a dirty trick to get you here, Vicky. Why did you come with her?
I wanted to be with you no matter what trouble you're in.
Oh, we're in plenty of trouble, honey. And all because I wouldn't listen to you.
Nice going, Bubbles. Do you have any trouble coaxing her?
Nah. Just had to pry her loose from a counter cowboy who was trying to date her. Now, what's the pitch?
You better beat it, baby. Get yourself an alibi.
Alibi for what?
You wouldn't want to know.
Wait a minute, Silky. What are you going to do to this dopey truck hustler and that dizzy dame?
Well, if you must know, I'm going to do what comes naturally in this racket when somebody knows enough to finger me into the chair.
Van, is he going to shoot you?
Now, steady, honey. That's the kind of trouble I meant.
Silky, wait a minute. I was seen picking up that dame. If anything happens to her, I'll be hauled in to headquarters for questioning.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just what I've been thinking. You must have read my mind.
You can't do it without mixing me up in it.
Yeah. Yeah, Bubbles. So you might as well be in it all the way. Right up to your ears.
Silky, I'm your girl.
Big Town's full of girls with everything you got. And who don't know so much.
No, Silky, you wouldn't.
Don't tell me things, Bubbles. Bubbles. Hey, you can do your act in the truck. With these dopes and the regular driver for an audience. At the bottom of the river.
No!
Blowing bubbles. Pretty bubbles in the water.
No, Silky, no. No, no!
Yeah.
Oh, Ben.
Steady,
Ben.
Vicky, it ain't happened yet.
No, so let's get going, Anders. Pick up bubbles and dump her in the truck with that regular driver.
No, I won't do it.
Pick her up or I'll cut you down.
Go ahead. Here in the river. What's the difference?
Pick her up, Ben. Please. There's a reason.
Reason?
What's the reason, beautiful?
You'll never get out of this warehouse alive if you shoot any of us.
Oh, yeah? Tell me how come not, baby.
That man at the diner wasn't just a masher. He was asking about you.
A plain clothes flap?
It doesn't matter because I'm sure he followed us here.
Quit lying, baby. Quit stalling. Make your boyfriend put bubbles in the truck.
All right. Oh, please, Van, do as he says or he'll shoot you here.
Okay, I don't get it, but what have we got to lose?
Dump her in there.
Okay. Now what?
Now lift your girlfriend Vicky up in there with her and that regular driver. And lock the door.
Lock Vicky in there? Like nothing.
Like everything. Or else...
Oh, please, Van. I'll get in myself.
See if that other truck driver is hurt and don't do anything foolish.
Smart, Dave. Give the gal a hand, Van. Where's your manners?
All right. Get in, Vicky. I'll show you manners, Silky, before we get to the river.
Oh, I can hardly wait. Close that truck door and latch it.
Okay, now don't worry, honey. This truck ain't going to the river.
I'll bet you six slugs out of this gun it does. Now get in the truck cab and start up the motor.
Yeah, who's going to roll open the main doors to the alley?
Let me worry about that. Get in the cab of the truck.
Wait a minute, boy.
What? Who are you, dope?
I'm the counter cowboy who followed your girlfriend from the Sunshine Diner.
Oh, a plain clothes law squad louse.
Thanks for the compliment, but no. Just a newspaper man who got a tip on your racket, Silky.
A newspaper guy? You're not that racket-busting rat of the Illustrated Press, Steve Wilson.
I'm flattered.
I'll flat you with a slug if you come any closer.
It'll be the shot that will send you to the chair if you pull the trigger.
You'll never know about it if I do. Turn around and spread your wings, you buzzard.
Don't worry. Don't waste valuable time. Like Van Anders, I don't carry a gun.
Don't kid me, Wilson. Nobody walks into a setup like this without heat. Turn around for a frisk.
All right, satisfy yourself, but you're wasting valuable time, and you haven't much to spare.
Yeah, you are clean. What's the big idea? What's the pitch, walking in here without a rod?
Well, two guns usually calls for a shooting showdown, Silky. I have a better solution.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. I'm going to talk that gun right out of your hand.
Talk to... That I gotta see.
Mind if I turn around and explain how?
Yeah, turn around so I can see better where to plug you. If you don't get in the cab or the truck with Anders.
All right. Thanks.
Don't try to rush him, Mr. Wilson. He means business.
So do I. And take it easy, Van. I got the whole story from your mother and Miss Mason, and we're going to show Silky that the mind can be quicker than the trigger finger.
That I really gotta see. Get in the truck.
I ain't moving that truck out of here.
Get under the wheel, Van. You won't have to move it far, and it's all part of the triumph of mind over murder and madness.
Okay, okay, Mr. Wilson, but I sure hope you know what you're doing.
I think I do. You've already given me the idea.
Now's the stall and the double talk, Wilson. Get in the cab of the truck with Anders.
All right, Silky. I think we're all set to talk that murder gun right out of your hand.
Thus, Steve Wilson is set to try one of the most dangerous operations known to manhunters. And in a moment, we'll come to the exciting climax of tonight's story, brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap. Friends, if you say this is amazing, I'll be the first to agree, but doctors have proved it. Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Yes, after comparing the effects of daily baths with different soaps, these doctors made this amazing statement. Actually, you're cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy than when you bathe with any other leading soap. It's Lifebuoy's purifying ingredient that makes the difference. And remember, this purifying ingredient actually makes Lifebuoy milder. Safe even for a baby's tender skin. So bathe with Lifebuoy every day. And ask for Lifebuoy in the big new bath size. It's generous, luxurious. Get the new bath size Lifebuoy tomorrow. Now, back to Big Town and to Steve Wilson, Van Anders, and the payoff. In tonight's headline story of a premature New Year's resolution.
Come on, Wilson. Save the big talk for the crabs in the river. Get in the cab of the truck alongside of Anders.
All right, Silky. But haven't you forgotten something important?
No, and don't you forget I got this gun and there's six slugs in it for you and Anders if you try anything between here and the coal dock where this truck goes in the drink.
Yeah, drowning the regular driver and those two girls locked in the back. You really are a cold-blooded killer, Silky.
Yeah, and I got nothing to lose by this cover-up. So get in the cab or I'll let you have it right here now.
He will, Mr. Wilson. So don't needle him too much.
I'm all through needling him, Van. I was just trying to remind him of something he seems to have forgotten.
Okay, remind me, Wilson.
How is Anders going to drive this truck out of his warehouse unless somebody opens those big sliding doors?
Oh.
Maybe you'd like to open them before you get in the truck.
Okay, I suppose I might as well.
Wait a minute. You're thinking your way out of this, are you, Wilson? Well, I'm way ahead of you.
How so?
You're thinking you'll get to open them sliding doors, duck and run for down that dark alley outside, huh?
Well, you're smarter than I thought, Stokey.
Yeah. Get in the cab with Anders.
Okay.
And you, Van, be ready to roll to the river the minute I get those doors open.
Well, Van, I guess he's outsmarted us. You better start your motor.
Yeah. As soon as I roll that door open, I'll be back on the running board with this gun in your neck, Anders. And you'll drive to the river or else.
You'll step in front of the truck to unlatch the door, start your motor in gear, and duck.
That's it, Mr. Wilson. I got the plan now.
You slug!
Attaboy, Van. Set your emergency. You've got him pinned against the door. He's emptied his gun.
Okay. Bumper's holding him tight. I'd like to smash him for what he's going to do to Vicky.
I'll let the law take care of that, Van. Just hold him there and cut your motor.
Okay.
No, don't! Back up! You're crushing me!
Just hold him against the door, Van.
Okay, Mr. Wilson. But another 6 inches would save the state a lot of trouble.
Well, the state doesn't mind this kind of trouble, Van. I'll hold him until I see if he has another gun.
Watch! Wash, I was waiting for the psychological moment to intervene, but that was positively beautiful.
Oh, thanks very much, Harry.
Yeah, you want me to call him with my knocker-knocker?
Oh, Harry, he'll keep. So Inspector Callahan gets here.
Well, that ought to be any minute. Now, Miss Kilbine is out front to steer him in.
Good. Tell her to come in and get the whole story for tomorrow's early edition.
Holy moly, boss, ain't you getting out an extra?
Oh, no, Harry. The capture of one vicious killer doesn't roll the presses any more than it stops crime. The real story here is Van's resolve to get out of the rackets.
Yes, and I hope the police will let me make it for New Year's and then keep it, Mr. Wilson.
Well, I think they will, Van, when the facts are known. Meanwhile, get your girlfriend, Vicky, Bubbles, and that driver out of the truck.
And so ended with the arrest and subsequent conviction of Silky and his treacherous accomplice, Bubbles. Another exciting adventure in the newspaper career of Steve Wilson and Lorelei of the Big Town Illustrated Press. Now, before telling you of next week's headline story of Big Town, remember, doctors have proved it. Lifebuoy, with its purifying ingredient, gets skin cleaner. Stops B.O. as no other leading soap can. Yes, you're cleaner, safer from B.O. when you bathe daily with Lifebuoy and when you bathe with any other leading soap. Ask for Lifebuoy Health Soap tomorrow. Next week, the makers of Lifebuoy bring you a hard-hitting story entitled The Mask of Evil, a strange and unusual story of death and terror in an abandoned lighthouse. Another exciting assignment in the newspaper career of fighting Steve Wilson of Big Town. Don't miss it. In tonight's dramatization, all names, times, and places are fictional, and any similarity to other names and places is purely coincidental. Big Town features Edward Pauley as Steve Wilson, Fran Carlin as Lorelei Kilbourne, and was written and produced by Jerry McGill. Now, this is Hugh James speaking for Lever Brothers Company, wishing you all a happy new year, and bidding you good night until next Tuesday night, same time, same station, when you hear the newsboy calling.
Extra, hero, all about it. The story of Steve Wilson and the Mask of Evil, brought to you by Lifebuoy Health Soap, another fine Lever product. Extra, extra.
New Rinso with Solium puts sunshine on your wash. Yes, rain or shine, new Rinso with Solium gives your wash an amazing new brilliance. You can dry your wash anywhere, and white clothes will turn out not just whiter, but actually whiter than new. And washable colors not just brighter, but even brighter than brand new. It's because new Rinso contains the scientific sunlight ingredient, Solium. New Rinso is so safe for clothes, so kind to hands. Find out for yourself how new Rinso with Solium puts sunshine in your wash. Only new Rinso contains Solium. Today, more women use Rinso than any other wash day soap in the world.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.